Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Charlotte Allen is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Charlotte's a new friend, and she is she's the author of the Human Christ, the Search for the Historic Jesus. She's the Searle Freedom Trust Media Fellow at the Manhattan Institute and a contributing editor to Minding the Campus and many, many other publications. And anybody who's a member of the Manhattan Institute is a friend of ours. She's a new friend, and we're going to talk about something that I don't think we've ever talked about before, community colleges. Charlotte Allen, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here, and welcome. One of the things that I know you've been working on lately is some you're reporting on President Obama's intention to add funding, if I understand this correctly, to increase funding to community colleges to help people, to help get Americans trained for the 21st century jobs that are out there. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. He made the announcement a couple of weeks ago at a community college. This is part of his fiscal 2013 budget, and he wants to spend $8 billion, most of which would be given to various community colleges. There are about 1,000 of them in the country, and the idea is that they would provide job training to workers to get them either ready for the workforce, young people, or back into the workforce if they're older and they've lost their jobs.
Right. Now, on the surface, that sounds like a smart thing. In fact, Charlotte, for many years now, in fact, for probably about, I'm going to say at least 10 years, certainly this is the third, at least the second presidential election cycle that I have been coming, I guess maybe this is the third one, I've been saying that in my opinion, not enough attention has been paid to getting Americans retrained and rejiggered for the 21st century jobs that are out there. We had a jobless recovery in 03 and 04. 02 and 03 and 04, we're having a jobless the recovery such as it is pretty much jobless right now, worse than the previous one. And a lot of businesses can't find qualified workers. They have jobs available but can't find qualified workers. Why is this a bad idea?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. Basically, it does sound like a good idea, and it's something that many community colleges are doing already. They have specialized training programs for a variety of locations and offer either a two-year degree or a certificate that will qualify you as having the skills. But one of the big problems with community colleges is basically, to put it bluntly, their student bodies. There are about 6 million Americans currently enrolled in community colleges, which is about half of all college students in the United States. The problem with those students is that they tend to come from the lower end of high school classes. They are very, very poorly prepared for attending college in the first place. Most of them probably shouldn't be there. Something like two-thirds of them have to take remedial math, remedial English, or both in order to qualify for a single college credit. They're people who just don't have the basic skills that you would expect high school graduates to have. And I don't know whether that's a failing of our K-12 system, which I suspect it is, especially in urban areas where you have people graduating from high school actually getting high school diplomas who basically don't know how to read, much less do extremely simple math.
You know what, Charlotte? The President Obama's advisors are interrupting him in a meeting right now because they're in there telling him that Blasingame is actually likes one of his programs, and he's saying so on the radio. but what you just described is a real. What you described is a problem that we have in America, And I don't see community colleges as being the problem. I see them as being an opportunity for somebody like you just described, someone who was underperformed in high school. Maybe they for whatever reason they didn't get as much out of high school as they needed, but they actually want to lift themselves up out of the, you know, out of their you know, away from where they came from and make something better of themselves. Why isn't?
Oh, sure. I think that's college, absolutely right.
Also, don't forget this now. Community colleges also offer lots of continuing education programs.
That's right. They do. They're very useful. I mean, I think they're wonderful institutions. I really believe in them. And in fact, one of my brothers spent his first 2 years in college at a community college, then transferred to a 4-year school. They're great. But they've got real problems, and so they tend to have a student body that does not match what employers are looking for. And it's true, something like 2 million manufacturing jobs are expected to open up over the next 5 or 6 years. But those are jobs that require levels of skill that that many community college students simply don't possess.
Charlotte, are you saying that the schools need to be focusing more on skill education rather than liberal arts type of courses, technical training?
Yes, that probably would help. A lot of them already do. A lot of them have very clear goals in that department, and probably they could be doing more, I suppose, to generalize, but I know that there are many good programs at many good colleges. But they do require a lot of training, and which is often very difficult. It's just plain difficult to teach someone who never learned math in sixth grade suddenly how to do sixth grade math.
Let me stop you for a second. At 30 seconds, before we go to the break, I want to talk about this some more on the other side of the break. Are you saying that you don't think the $8 billion should be spent at all, that it should be spent differently, that the problem is with President Obama's plan, or is the problem with community colleges? Tell us exactly what your concern is.
Well, there are several problems. One of them is when you have $8 billion to throw around,
That part concerns me. I agree with you on that.
And so that's a big problem. The other problem is, of course, that maybe community colleges aren't the best place to throw large sums of money. There are excellent small bore training programs that might be better if the grants, if they exist, were
and when
more
we come,
focused.
And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to get Charlotte to tell us more about this after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Charlotte Allen is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.